question for everyone, not just for the children. But the question this morning is, how hopeful are you feeling? Okay, how hopeful are you feeling? If you can wind your mind back 2 years, to this time 2 years ago, if you can remember, we were a month or so into the first lockdown. The pandemic had just kind of gripped. And I don't know how you were feeling there, but I was thinking, surely it's not going to go on all that much longer. The weather's lovely. We're going to be outside more. It won't spread. Surely this whole thing is going to be finished soon. And if you had said to me back then that actually we'd still be thinking about it 2 years on, I don't think I'd have believed you. But more recently, the kind of cases seem to be going down a bit. They certainly don't seem to be making people so ill. And we're beginning to think, oh, good, it's coming to an end. We're going to be all right. But just as we start to think of that, the situation in the Ukraine unfolded. And we saw such awful images on our television screens or our websites or whatever. And then with that, some of us have been very aware of the cost of living going up and up and up. And for some, that is an inconvenience. For some, it's a real problem and a real challenge of where are we going to go? What are we going to do? With that, there's the problems with energy and so on. And that's just thinking about things kind of globally. But I also know in many of our own private lives, there are things that are just so difficult. And something might seem to get better in one place, but something else pops up in another. Life can be really hard. Life can be really, really challenging. And so the really big thing I just hope we can all take away from today is that Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, gives us hope. Easter gives us hope. Did you hear that in the passage that Caroline just read? She said, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he's given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." And to understand that, we just need to recap the story that we saw up on the video a few moments ago. We wind back to Maundy Thursday, Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples. We see Good Friday as Jesus is crucified. And the Bible would have us understand that Jesus dying on the cross was him taking our guilt, our sin, and the punishment that we deserve for it on himself. And as he has taken it, it means we can go free. We can be spared it if we're trusting him. So that's Good Friday. And then today, we're thinking about the fact that Jesus rose again. And that because he rose, we can have hope. Because he rose, we know that his sacrifice of himself on the cross on Good Friday was accepted. Because he rose, we know that he has overcome sin and evil, and that it is he and not sin that has the upper hand. And because he rose, we can be confident that he can raise us. Because he rose, we can be confident that he can raise us. And this is really what Elliot was saying earlier about not fearing death. So because he rose, we can be confident of that. And Peter called that this living hope. And he talked about an inheritance, didn't he? Talked about something that we look forward to and will one day receive. And to try and kind of understand that, I've got some props with me. I've got a treasure chest here. We've had Kate's mum, my mother-in-law, staying with us, and she's very creative. And I said, do you think you could knock up a treasure chest out of a cardboard box? I didn't realise it would be this work of art. She spent days on it. Jenny, if you're watching, thank you so much for this. Anyway, this treasure chest represents our inheritance. Okay, this represents what we can look forward to one day when we meet Jesus. And there are lots of things we can put in it to help us think about what we're looking forward to. So we'll come to those in a moment. What's this? What sort of egg? Chocolate egg. Do you know why I'm going to put this in my treasure chest? This represents the great banquet. Okay, I hope that the great banquet in heaven will be more than just a chocolate egg. I think it probably will be. But this represents it. One of the ways the Bible describes the hope that we have is of a great banquet. The people that we most love enjoying the meal that we can most enjoy with God. So we'll put that, that's one thing we can look forward to, a great banquet. Here's another, what's this? It's a cushion. What do you think this represents? What do we do with a cushion? Sleep. One of the ways the Bible talks about what we're looking forward to is eternal rest. And some of you who are on holiday might be thinking, I don't need rest at the moment, I'm feeling quite well rested. I can tell you, if you're a vicar at this time of year, rest is quite appealing. So we can look forward to that. Then, box of tissues. Why do you think I might have bought this? What do we do with the tissue? Yeah? We blow our nose with it, yeah? And there is something else that we might do. If we're feeling really sad, we can wipe away tears. And the Bible tells us that one of the things we can really look forward to is that all our tears will be wiped away. We will be comforted and healed from everything that's hurt us and everything that's made us sad. So I can put that in there too. Now, do you know what these are? Ali knows because they're his. Can you see them? Can you tell me what that is? They're gems or jewels. Now they're not real ones because I'm a vicar, but they kind of represent. They represent it. We've got little precious stones, and that's because one of the ways the Bible describes what we can look forward to as being like great riches, it's treasure in heaven. It's far beyond anything we can imagine here. So I'll put that in as well. And then there's one other thing. What's this? Now, Finley, you've got it. Why have I got this? Because it's Jesus. That's right. Well done. I thought we might take a few steps to get there, but you're very well trained in these things. Jesus is described as the Lamb of God who took away our sin, the one who died as the sacrifice. And the best thing about the eternity that we can look forward to is not just the rest, it's not just the precious jewels, it's not just the treasure, it's not just the great banquet, it's none of those things. It's the fact that we will be forever with Jesus, who we will find far more impressive than a little torn sheep. So, there is our inheritance. Now, there are three wonderful things that Peter said about this inheritance. The first thing he said is that it can never perish, spoil, or fade. It can never perish. We're used, aren't we, to things wearing out, all right? We're used to things that we have for a while, but actually after a while, they're not so good. I brought along what were some of my favourite socks. They are no longer my favourite socks. Any of you got socks that have got holes in like that? Well, we know things, didn't we? We might have a brand new car and think it's brilliant. 10 years later, we're fed up that we have to take it to the garage because it keeps breaking down. But what Peter said is this great inheritance we can look forward to, it's never going to wear out. It will be as brilliant when we've been there for 1,000 years as it was on day one. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we can look forward to something that will never, ever wear out, will never stop shining, will be always be brilliant. The second thing he says is that it is kept for you. Kept for you. Now today we're celebrating the fact that Elia has become a Christian and is going to be baptised. So I'm going to write Elia's name on this box in a little marker pen. And that means that's Elia's, okay? That's there. You can't really have that. Most of those toys are Ali's, but you get the point, okay? But Peter says it's kept. Now the problem is, there might come someone along who might think, I'd like all that myself. Maybe I can take it from Elia. And so now this is where I need a little bit of help. Now, you're going to help, aren't you? Do you want to come up? Because you were quite excited about dressing up as a soldier. Do you want to put the hat on? Yeah? And would you prefer a sword or a lightsaber? Sword. Okay. Now, do you want your mum to come up and help you guard? And actually, maybe Ali, because these are some guys I know who have done some serious training in martial arts, okay? So can you stand and guard this, okay? And can you do a kind of, Ali, what would you do? Yeah, okay. And you can stand there, well, so you can make sure that no one can take that. So if I try and take it, what are you gonna do? Oh no! You can, I don't wanna know what move you're in, but you're gonna fight me off, aren't you? It is being kept for Elliot, okay? That's the great news. Elliot's inheritance is waiting for her, and all of us, if we're trusting Jesus, we have an inheritance that is being looked after and kept. Okay, because you can relax, but do stay on your guard in case someone sneaks up. Are you on your guard? Yeah. Visor down so you're ready, okay? So the wonderful thing is, there's an inheritance that is definitely being kept for us. But the problem is, it might not be that someone takes that. There's a question of, will we get there? Will we make it in the end? And do you see what else Peter had to say? Oops, come back. In verse 5 of that reading, Peter talked about us being through faith, are being shielded by God's power. So I need one other person to help. Okay. Do you want to come? Yeah, you can. Right. Could you take the shield and you get the lightsaber? I hope that's okay, because, right, now you turn it on. Could you go and guard Elliot? Okay, she's just sat there, just there, she's waving. You go and stand by her, and if anyone looks like she might come and give Elliot a hard time, your job is to fight them off, okay? So you stand there, I'll guard. So do you see, isn't this great? What Peter is saying is not only is the inheritance being guarded for us, so it will definitely be there, but also we are being guarded by God's power. We're being shielded. Can you hold the shield up over Elliot? Just hold the shield up, say, yeah, brilliant, okay? Being guarded so that no one can take us away. Now, that doesn't mean that life is totally easy. It doesn't mean that everything will always be fine. But it does mean that if we keep trusting Jesus, we will definitely make it there in the end. And one day, all of this will be ours. So look, what Peter was saying is because Jesus died for us, and because he rose again, he can raise us again. Because of that, we can look forward to something that is being kept for us. And we can know that even in the difficult things we go through, God is going to keep us for him. Thank you guys so much for your help. I'm going to pray, and then we'll go back and take our seats. Is that all right? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for this wonderful inheritance that awaits everyone who trusts in Jesus. Thank you that we will be comforted for all our sorrow. Thank you that we will enjoy a wonderful banquet. Thank you that we will rest. Thank you that we will have riches beyond what we can imagine. But thank you that above all, we will be with Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that that is being kept for us. And thank you that we are being kept for it. In Jesus' name, amen.